The woman he'd killed was Christine Coyer, president and CEO of Coyer Cosmetics. Deborah used to ask for Coyer stuff every Christmas. All I remember about it was that it was expensive. According to the paper, she'd just returned from visiting family in New York City. Her husband had picked her up at the airport, brought her home, and while he parked the car in the garage, she'd gone into the house ahead of him. Apparently, she surprised Kid, who'd broken in with a crowbar, which he proceeded to use to crack her skull. He attacked her husband, too, but the guy made it upstairs where he kept a pistol for protection. Kid followed, and the rich man put 4 bullets into him in the bedroom. He was dead when the cops arrived. The husband knew the assailant, a bum on whom he had taken pity, a mistake he now regretted. The story was continued on page 5A with pictures. I could tell already the whole thing smelled, but when I turned to the photos, I nearly fell off the stool. There was the dead woman. She was 50-ish, nicely coiffed, but not with long black hair that brushed the top of her ass. She was a little on the chubby side, matronly even. Not at all the kind of figure a pair of thong panties would enhance. If the article was correct, she'd been in the Big Apple when Kid had been given that delicate little sexual appetizer. So if Christine Coyer didn't give it to him, who did? During my college days, my clothing came from the Salvation Army. I shopped there in protest against consumerism and conformity. I shopped there now out of necessity. For 10 bucks, I picked up a passable gray suit, a nearly white shirt, and a tie that didn't make me puke. I washed up in the men's room of a Super America on 7th, changed into the suit, and hoofed it to the address on Summit Avenue given in the newspaper story. "Like a big park," Kid had described the place. His perspective was limited. It was the fucking Tuileries Gardens, a huge expanse of tended flower beds and sculpted shrubbery with a chateau dead center. The cosmetics business had been very good to Ms. Coyer, and to her husband, no doubt. So good, in fact, one had to wonder why a man would do any of the dirty landscape work himself, or hire someone like Kid to help. I knocked on the door. A cold call, something I'd often done in my days as a journalist. I had my notepad and pen out in case I needed to pretend to be a reporter. A woman answered, "Yes." I told her I was looking for Christine Coyer's husband. "He's not here," she informed me. "Do you have an appointment?" "No, just hoping to get lucky," I told her. "Would you like to leave a message?" I didn't. I thanked her and left. I headed back to the river thinking the woman's accent was French, but not heavily so, Quebec, maybe. Her black hair, when let down, would easily reach her ass. And that body, in thong panties, would be enough to drive any man to murder. What to do?